A move is underway to provide workers in Pennsylvania with paid time off to take care of a sick loved one. And another central Pennsylvania school district brings a religious rights law firm on board. Welcome to The Morning Agenda, WITF's daily news podcast, where the only agenda is you. A good morning to you. It is Wednesday, June 26th. You have made it to the middle of the work week, and this is being recorded at 5:32 a.m. I'm your host, Tim Lambert, as we take this daily trip around the region's top stories together. An investigation has traced bomb threats that led to parts of downtown Lancaster being evacuated to Nigeria. From our sister newsroom, LNP Lancaster Online, Dan Neefen reports the incidents occurred on the day of a planned drag queen story hour at Lancaster Public Library.
District Attorney Heather Adams says the March 23rd email was created on a cell phone. Neither the email account nor the phone had any subscriber information. So the DA says no charges can be filed. Adams says the account was also related to threats that caused cancellation of similar events scheduled the same day elsewhere in the country.
Now, the Drag Queen Story Hour was canceled after a suspicious package was found in the library and the building was evacuated. The package turned out to be harmless. Most workers in Pennsylvania don't get paid time off to become caregivers when their loved ones get sick. Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza is with our friends at WHYY in Philadelphia, and she has more on a proposal making its way through the state legislature to help workers fill the gap in their paychecks.
PA Democrats joined healthcare advocates in Harrisburg to push for a vote on paid family and medical leave bills. Montgomery County Senator Maria Collette's legislation proposes that workers chip in no more than 1% of their paycheck into a collective pool of money. When the workers need help on leave, they ask the state for their money back.
All right. Bills with that payroll tax system were voted out of committees already, despite Republican pushback. Now they're slated for a vote in the House and Senate before the end of the year. The State House has voted to ensure access to contraceptives in Pennsylvania with bipartisan support. My colleague Ben Wasserstein has the details.
The bill would have the state health secretary or physician general issue a standing order on FDA-approved over-the-counter contraceptive drugs. It would also ensure insurance coverage for them with no copay. Democratic Representative Leanne Krueger of Delaware County is the bill's prime sponsor. She says protecting contraceptives is important.
We do not have existing protections, and so if any of the federal protections were to fall, either through a legislative attack by Congress or a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, Pennsylvanians would not be guaranteed a right to contraceptives. So we need to fix that. This bill fixes it.
The measure passed 133-69 and now heads to the GOP-controlled Senate. The State House is also making a move to stop foreign influence in Pennsylvania politics. My colleague Sarah Neisel reports lawmakers are targeting dark money.
Political contributions by what legislators call foreign-influenced corporations would be banned under legislation passed by the State Government Committee. Foreign-influenced corporations are defined as multinational companies with at least 1% stock owned by a foreign investor. Democratic Representative Joe Webster of Montgomery County emphasized protecting Pennsylvania elections before the vote.
No one and nothing should influence the outcome of Pennsylvania's elections except Pennsylvania voters.
Rabbi Michael Pollack of March on Harrisburg, a group focused on Pennsylvania anti-corruption legislation, says it would be the biggest campaign finance reform since the 1960s.
Pollack is confident the proposal will make its way through the Democratic-controlled House, but says the GOP-led Senate will be a bigger challenge. All right, so this morning when I got into the office, I went through about a dozen news sites across central Pennsylvania just looking for a few stories to put on your radar, and I came across a couple. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board says Norfolk Southern repeatedly tried to interfere with the investigation into the derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. Chair Jennifer Homendy says the company tried to shape the NTSB's conclusions about what the agency called a flawed decision to blow open five tank cars and burn the vinyl chloride inside. The agency also confirms a flaming wheel bearing caused the February 2023 derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The NTSB approved more than two dozen recommendations to prevent similar disasters. Investigators say the railroad and its contractors ignored data about the tank cars and failed to accurately present information to decision makers from the chemical manufacturer. Another mid-state school district is adding the religious rights law firm Independence Law Center as special counsel. Our sister newsroom, LNP Lancaster Online, reports the Elizabethtown Area School Board has voted 8-1 in favor of the move. Backers say the group's services are needed to lead the district in navigating new federal Title IX guidance. Now, Title IX is the federal law prohibiting sex-based discrimination. The Harrisburg-based nonprofit law firm has worked with typically Republican-dominated school boards to craft policies on student access to library books and rules for transgender students' use of restrooms and locker rooms. It already teams with several districts in Lancaster, Cumberland, and York counties, offering policy advice and legal counsel. About 80 people gathered in front of the Elizabethtown Area High School prior to the meeting to urge the board to vote against enlisting the services of the center. The Morning Agenda is available anywhere you find your favorite podcasts and on WITF's YouTube channel, which you can subscribe to. We're also available on the NPR app. And if in any of those places you can leave a review or a rating, you can help boost the Morning Agenda's popularity by doing so. Leave a rating or a review. We certainly would appreciate it. And I hope you check out our Spotify playlist. It's called the Morning Agenda Song of the Day, June 2024. I'm going back a bit for Billy Squire, and this will be an earworm for you throughout the day. I promise, even if you haven't heard this song before, Lonely is the Night is my song of the day. And that's going to do it for The Morning Agenda. It's a daily news podcast from WITF where the only agenda is you. I'm your host, Tim Lambert. Thank you so much for listening today. I always appreciate your company. Be well, and we'll talk again tomorrow.